Once again, as far as our regular listeners are concerned, I'd like to share with you from Isaiah chapter 55, where in verse 8 we read, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Once again, let's consider one aspect in which the ways and thoughts of God supersede ours, even as the heavens do the earth. And today I want to consider with you the subject of worship. What is worship to you anyway? To many, many people, it is unfortunately going out on Sunday morning and listening to someone preach. But that's not the biblical concept of worship. There is a red thread that runs through the scripture from Genesis to Revelation. It's the blood of Christ. And parallel to that is another thread, and it is the theme of worship. It predates evangelism and witnessing, important as they are. We find worship beginning way back in the Garden of Eden. The first mention of the word worship is found in Genesis 22, when Abraham told his servants, "I and the lad will go yonder and worship." It may be interesting to you to notice that God uses only two chapters of Genesis to tell us of the creation of the world. And he only gives us five words in Genesis 1:16 to describe the creation of all the stars. It simply says he made the stars also. And yet, when he wanted to describe to Israel a place where they could come and worship him, he devotes 13 chapters to the construction of the tabernacle in the wilderness. Now, this tent was ornate and elaborate, but it was only a tent, and yet it was a dwelling place for God. It was where he would meet with his people. It was a place where they would come and offer their sacrifices to God. It was a way of access through the priest into his presence, and it was, most important, a foreshadowing of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, according to John 1:14, would come and tabernacle or pitch his tent among us. Christ being come a high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle not made with hands, the Lord Jesus came to dwell, to tabernacle, to meet among us. Interestingly, in John chapter 4, where he was speaking to that woman, that sinful woman at Sychar's well, he says God is seeking worshipers, and those that would worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Hear me now. God is seeking worshipers. That to me is absolutely incredible, that the God of heaven and earth, the God of creation, the God of eternity, the God of Calvary's cross, would have to search out, seek to find those that would come and worship him. Today, people are worshiping everything under the sun except the Son of God. People are worshiping money. People are worshiping gods made with hands. People are worshiping pleasure. People are worshiping self. We read in the Old Testament of men who set up the idols of self-will in their own hearts. Now, what are you worshiping today? Worshiping is that which cost us something. Worshiping is paying divine homage. Worshiping, well, David himself said, "I will not offer my God that which costeth me nothing." Friend, today, I want to ask you, do you know the Lord Jesus Christ, the true and the living God? Have you ever come to him in worship? The wise men came and offered their worship to him. The woman in Matthew 26 came with an alabaster box of ointment. It represented a year's wages. Mary worshiped him. One of the 10 cleansed lepers came back and offered him worship. Are you going to listen to somebody preach? Are you actively involved in worship? Remember, concerning worship, his ways and thoughts are above our ways and thoughts, as the heavens are above the earth. If you know him, worship him. If you don't know him, fall down and receive Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior today, for Christ's sake and for your soul's sake. My, how he'll bless you. Amen.